Welcome to another episode of Blackhawks Insider. It's game day, so it's time to hear from the head coach himself. Luke Richardson previews tonight's game and provides commentary on trending topics. So without further ado, here's Coach.
For the Blackhawks Insider Podcast, this is Jorge Moreno sitting down with Coach Luke Richardson ahead of today's game against the Minnesota Wild. Coach, yesterday, avoid the season series sweep against a good team in Dallas, and Peter Mrazek having a very outstanding game.
Yeah, Peter was great, especially in the first period where I thought we were a little bit slow, and obviously that's a big, strong, fast team. So Peter gave us that opportunity to find our legs, and I thought, we had a really good second period with obviously three goals, and that, is enough to preserve the lead with strong play by our penalty killing and our 5-on-6 play at the end of the game, as well as Peter backstopping that.
That 9-minute stretch where the goals came in, you mentioned the power play. Yeah, how important was it for the young players, especially on the defensive side, to also get those minutes in and be able to get those goals as well?
Yeah, I know for sure. I think, Lucas Reichel had a great play on that second goal. He really drove the play. And then, obviously Connor did what he did on the power play. I thought they really were dominant for sure in the second period. So, and you know what, on the back end, we have Korchinski and Kaiser really skating well, moving pucks, playing some solid defense right now.
Lucas Reichel came in and got that amazing assist. The determination of him being able to go towards the net and find that assist. How confidence-wise, how do you see Lucas Reichel these past few games?
Yeah, no, I think, unfortunately, earlier in the season, his confidence level was down, and that's why he went back to Rockford to work on that, same as last year. And, he took it to heart, and he worked his butt off down there. He came back, has played really well since he's been back, using his speed, and we saw that on that play. He saw an opening between the defense, and he drove through there, and he was actually drawing a penalty on the play, but didn't give up on it and played really strong, made a nice play to double A for his first goal of the season. And I think that just shows the determination that he's really wanting to show he belongs here and stay here.
And the fourth line also with that assist, right? Donato, McKenzie, and Whistle, and giving it to Jones. Seeing that fourth line and get rewarded as well, hard-earned work, and it's something that you will praise as well a lot.
Yeah, and I thought they were excellent all game. They gave us some really good energy, some good ozone time, and I think in special teams, Ryan is in the net front on one of the power play units, and Ancy's doing a great job on the penalty killing, as well as Slagard as well. So that line, when you have a fourth line, can give you energy 5-on-5 and give you some intangibles on the special teams. You're doing pretty good when that line can do that for you in a game.
Now to today's opponent, Minnesota Wild, another tough opponent, another good young player in Kirill Kaprizov, but they also have good defenseman in Brock Faber. What's the game plan for today, and how do you attack this team?
Yeah, I think, same as yesterday. I think puck management, I think when, especially knowing who's on the ice, when it's Kaprizov and Zuccarello or even a Faber on the back end and defense, we got to make sure that we don't just give them free pucks and create their offense. They're going to do that enough on their own that we're going to have to manage and stop. I think, just making sure that we control the puck as much as we can. And if we can't carry it any longer, put it in an area where we can go forecheck instead of turning pucks over in that neutral zone.
And finally, today's the last day with the theme here at the United Center, best day ever. How have you enjoyed that theme? And, personally on my side, I get to see the young PA announcer, and it's just been great to see that young generation be able to have those lifelong memories.
Yeah, no, it's been great. And I think following up after yesterday's animated game, it's been a fun weekend for families and for the younger generation. But it's been great. We've had some of the young children of the players on the team do some of the starting lineups in the dressing room before the game, and it's a real special moment. So it's not just it's a team that we have here, it's a family, and I think we've really embraced that, and these days have been great.
Thank you, Coach Kalika.
Thank you.
That does it for another episode of Blackhawks Insider. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. And tune back in every time your Chicago Blackhawks lace up. And thanks to Southside Jake for the tracks on this podcast. You can also find him on Spotify, so be sure to give him a follow.